All right. Well, let's go on to another issue here that has been getting a fair amount of attention on the eastern side of the state. We'll talk more about oil and gas and the ag economy as well. But Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton has thrown kind of a wrench in the, juggernaut that we were calling the FM diversion plan. He's basically wants it stopped until Minnesota's study is done.
Yeah, he sent a letter to the Corps of Engineers, which is the primary federal agency building the diversion, planning the diversion, asking for work to stop. The forum will have an editorial in the Wednesday edition, taking the Governor Dayton to the woodshed, and beating up on him pretty bad out there in the woodshed. It's a disappointment because Governor Dalrymple and others extended an invitation to Governor Dayton, North Dakota Governor Dalrymple extended an invitation to Governor Dayton to come up to Moorhead and visit with the people who know the diversion very well, who have been working on it from the beginning, meet with those folks and get a better picture of what the diversion really is, what it will do, and what sort of damage, if any, he needs to be concerned about. Instead of doing that, he sends this rather, by our lights, uninformed letter to the Corps of Engineers. It's a strange way of conducting business. It's a strange way of trying to two neighboring states of trying to get along. This project is extremely important for the long term, and the Governor Dayton seems to have swallowed without very much critical assessment some of the arguments of the opponents of the project.
Well, they have come in pretty much with Wilkin County and Richland County in North Dakota, who filed this federal lawsuit.
Right.
The state of Minnesota has become a friend of the court on that. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has joined this lawsuit. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a mess these days. Kevin, just for my curiosity, does anybody care anything about the Red River diversion where you are?
I would say to not care would be the wrong phrasing. We're a little busy with other things over here, and so we don't have a lot of time to think about that end of things. And as someone who works for Foreign Communications too, I kind of let those people on the east part of the state deal with that.
That makes sense.
The only concern that we have over here is that there is always a little bit of a interesting dichotomy between east and west in this state, I've noticed, and we're always concerned about how our funds are being spent. So when we look at how funds are being spent, it does come to our attention, obviously, that we contribute to that. But not high on the radar screen or high on the list here on this end of the state.
Dave, we've talked about this a few times, and the thing that kind of I find curious is that these are two governors who know each other.
They do.
Pretty well.
Yes, as you mentioned the other day, they went to Harvard.
Went to Yale.
Not to Harvard.
And Blake's school is younger kids, yeah.
Okay, I just insulted Yaleys by saying they went to Harvard. Well, it's Tuesday, what can I say? But yeah, they're close in age, and really, they must have been friends. It appears they at least knew each other. In school, at least.
Yeah, I think they played hockey together.
Yeah, so. A Dayton lettered, and I think Dalrymple may have been on that, may have played with him. So,
wonder what positions they played.
Wonder which one got a hockey puck in the head.
Well, we know that Dayton got a skate to the neck because that accident did happen at Yale.
Well, I think that element of this relationship is what makes this letter from Governor Dayton all the more disappointing, because they do have a personal relationship that goes beyond their official relationship as two governors, it's a little bit disappointing because Governor Dayton seems to have dismissed in a rather impolite way Governor Dalrymple's overture to come and talk. So that's a little bit disturbing, especially when Governor Dayton said he wasn't interested in getting into a state versus state kind of argument. Well, threw in an element there that makes for an argument.
Well, let's move to another big issue that faces the state of North Dakota and Minnesota, and that is rail cars that aren't showing up to move grain. And that we're talking about the grain that was harvested in 2013, and we've got the 2014 harvest arriving now.